Good morning and welcome to today's All Market Update with Callum McPherson. How are you today, Callum?
Good morning. Very good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. So, there's been fresh lows in Brent under $54 per barrel last week as the coronavirus continues to spread. So, are there any signs that the problem is coming under control?
Well, the rate of the number of infections now is around 40,000, and there have been over 800 deaths. So that means that coronavirus has now surpassed the death toll brought about by SARS. However, the rate of growth of infections does seem to be slowing a little bit, and also the World Health Organization's latest situation report shows that the incidence of infections outside China is actually diminishing. So that does perhaps suggest that the measures that the Chinese authorities have taken to control the spread inside China, and also the measures that have been taken to try and prevent the spread of the virus outside China, have been effective. And what we'll also start to see over the coming weeks, as we move into spring and the weather starts to improve, is that we'd expect the incidence of infections to decline anyway.
Okay, and there has been more talk about OPEC meeting. Is this likely to happen?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk, but I think pretty unlikely, to be honest. For a start, OPEC is meeting on the 5th of March anyway, so we're now so close to that date it hardly seems worth organising another meeting. But nevertheless, the question will just apply as much for that meeting as to any emergency meeting they may have had, and that is, what should, if anything, should OPEC and its associates do about the coronavirus situation? Because bear in mind that the estimate is that currently Chinese oil demand is about 3 million barrels per day lower than usual, which is an enormous demand disruption. Saudis are saying that they're looking for a cut of a further 500,000 barrels per day. Now, obviously, that doesn't seem very much compared to 3 million barrels per day of demand disruption. But what I think the Saudis would want is that the assuming that this the Chinese disruption lasts, you know, in total a month or a couple of months, they would want to then introduce a cut that draws down that the inventory that would have built up during that month or 2 months over a period of many months. So, you know. So if it is 3 million barrels per day of disruption, supply demand disruption for a month, that could be drawn down over 6 months by a cut of 500,000 barrels per day. So something like that, I think that's what the Saudis have in mind. But we'll need to wait and see. So I think it's unlikely there will be a meeting in advance of the meeting on the 5th. But as we get closer to the meeting on the 5th, we'll probably start to hear a little bit more about whether, essentially whether the Russians can be brought on board with a further cut to do something about the coronavirus. And of course, by that time, it'll probably be clearer whether the coronavirus really is on the way out or not. And so that's another reason why it would probably make sense for OPEC to actually wait and see what the situation is then.
Okay, and is the Libyan situation helping support prices?
Very much so. At the moment, we've got about 1 million barrels per day of Libyan production offline. The situation in Libya is rather complicated and confusing, but I mean, essentially, remains that Haftar controls most of the country. And he's now blockading oil production to try and force the collapse of the government in Tripoli. And the only thing really that's preventing that from happening, so far as I can see, is the involvement of Turkey, which is supporting the government in Tripoli. So if that million barrels per day were to come back to the market, which might happen if the government of Tripoli gives up or there's some sort of peace deal, perhaps the latter being less likely. I think that would be an enormous hammer blow, frankly, to the market in the state that it's in at the moment.
Okay, could Brent move lower then?
Yes, I think even notwithstanding something like the Libyan production coming back online, I think there is certainly scope for the market to move lower. If we look at speculative positioning, the market is... those that are bullish still have more bullish positions than they did sort of on average levels over the last half of 2019. And if you look at short positions, on the other hand, they are around the highest levels we've seen over the last 2 years, but again we are in quite an extraordinary situation. So I would say actually given what's going on in China that the positioning is actually not that extreme. It doesn't appear particularly negative, perhaps surprisingly. If we look at what producers are doing, the data there from the exchanges suggests that they haven't been that actively hedging with swaps, but have been much more active with options, so buying out of the money put options, which is what you'd expect with the market having come off the way it is. Looking to the sort of technical behaviour of Brent, it has recently found a bit of stability in this sort of 53.50, which has been the recent lows, up to 56.50 kind of range. So a little bit unsure of itself where it's going to go next. But if we look across to the US and WTI, whereas we talked the other week about Brent and the fact that it has broken its long-term uptrend going back to the lows of 2016, US crude futures have not yet broken their corresponding uptrend. But the market isn't far away. WTI has broken through $50 per barrel, so it is now quite close to that long-term trend line support. And I think if WTI were to break a bit lower, to break that long-term trend line support, then I think that could bring a new wave of selling to oil generally. So I think that's certainly something to look out for. Yes, definitely.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Callum.
Thank you.